and in all the intrigues and politics of the court, he was able to survive them. Not only survive them, but the legend is that the king died, and they had to pick a new king, and there were three contenders for the throne, and the nobleman could not come to a solution who should be the king. So until they decided who would be the king, they appointed Scholl Wohl, the Jew, to be the king of Poland. And he was the original queen for a day. He was the king of Poland for a day until the reigning council could decide who the king would be, because they knew that if they appointed anyone else, he may not give it up. But if they gave it to him, to Scholl Wohl, to the Jew, they knew that he was going to give it up. He was not interested in being the king, and he couldn't be the king, and that he would readily give it up, and therefore he was appointed. So that is the legend that exists till today, that there once was a Jewish king in Poland. I believe I'm correct, but Rabbi Lamb from Yeshiva University, his family is descended from Reb Scholl Wohl. But he was a tremendously well-known person. And because there were people like him in the 1500s, Jewish life in Poland flourished, absolutely flourished. Yeshivas were built, great communities were built. The 16th century for the Jews of Poland was the best century they ever had in Poland. And you had, as I mentioned to you when we discussed Reb Yosef Karo, you had Reb Moshe Iserlish, who was in Krakow. You had his uncle, Rabbi Shlomo Luria, in Lublin. You had great rabbonim throughout Poland, and who set the foundation for Polish Jewry. There never was another place in the exile that had the talent and creativity and livelihood and liveliness, I mean, that Polish Jewry had. Polish Jewry was always a volcano. And it was because of people such as these and the institutions that they founded that it was able to exist this way. The Reb Moshe Iserlish had a student, a disciple, called Rabbi David Ganz. And he wrote a sefer called Tzemach David, which also is a history book. It's the first Eastern European Jewish history book, in which he attempted to portray the life of the Jews and how they got there and what it was, what they hoped to accomplish. The Jews, in fact, became so strong in Poland that the enmity of the church, and the church really was the main enemy of the Jews in Poland, more than anything else, even more than the government. But the enmity of the church against the Jews was raised. It was compounded by the fact that a number of Polish noblemen, for strange reasons, converted to Judaism in the 16th century. All of them were burned at the stake by the church. And these events frightened the church. And the church went on a campaign which would continue till the Second World War, on a campaign to limit Jewish influence in Poland, to try and uproot the Jews from Poland, from trying to curtail their activities and their strength. And unfortunately, most of the time, they were very successful. The church also was very...